How you doing here with Bobby Asadorian? Just Ask Bob is what we like to call it here on Experts on Call when Bob joins us, and things are good.
How are you, John?
Are things good?
Things are excellent.
All right. I understand that, you were going to have a guest with you today, but she couldn't make it today, unfortunately, but we'll have her in a couple of weeks when you're back.
Definitely.
To talk about some Cable 14 stuff.
Yes, a couple of thank yous to start off with. First of all, Monday just passed. Monday, I was on November 30th. I was a guest of Jason Farr's, his Cable 14 show, For the Record. So, you know, very, very big thank you to Jason for having me on the show. And also a big thank you to Mike Cameron, the producer of the show, for inviting me on via the email there. You know, it was a great opportunity to have been on Cable 14. We were discussing, as always, again, the misunderstood government's home renovation tax credit and also the home energy audit. You know, home energy audit, we really haven't had too many questions come in about that. But I do want to give a very special thanks, my guest that was to make it today, but unfortunately, you know, things come up. I'd really like to thank Mrs. Linda Rourke. She is the lady that's in charge of producing and hosting Hamilton Life, Cable 14's daily show. So it's more of an announcement now. I mean, it's sort of interesting how things fall together, but we ended up having a chat with her afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an incredible opportunity at that time to sort of take it up a notch or whatnot. Just Ask Bob. We're going to try to get it on the television here. So very excited that we're looking at the shooting will be, I believe, Wednesday, December 16th. We've got a triple R job site in East Hamilton where we're going to be able to sort of break it up into four segments. Segment one, you know, how to find, perform reference check, licensing, insurance checks, you know, with a homeowner that is excited to bring the cameras into his kitchen there, so to speak, and talk about, you know, both good and bad experiences and having interviewed contractors to work on his home. The second segment would be electrical work. You know, very interesting home. It does have an updated bathroom, which is the home's about 40 years old, but the bathroom does not have an outlet, which again was very common in those homes. So we're going to have our electrician in there, shine the camera and the lights on him. He's really excited about it. We're going to be pulling an ESA electrical permit. And third segment.
Oh, I know. I love having the camera and lights shone on me when I'm in the bathroom, Bob. That's, yeah.
Well, he's excited as an electrician. He's bugged me. When are we going to get on the show here on the radio? So I just, you know, things don't work out with timing all the time. And
you'll be talking about GFI a little bit, I guess.
Definitely. GFI is what it's going to be. And of course, we're not doing it without a permit. Even though it's such a small job and he is licensed and has everything, small doesn't matter. We're still pulling a permit for it. A little bit of plumbing work in the third segment, you know, installing a new line for a fixture. And also hardwood refinishing. We've got a flight of tired and worn out stairs that we're going to bring some life back to. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what date they're going to air this, but hopefully either just before the Christmas holidays or just thereafter, looking into early January 2010. So, again, a very big thanks to Mrs. Rourke for initiating this and making it possible. And if people want to familiarize themselves with her show, it is on Cable 14, and it is called Hamilton Life.
Cool.
Exciting stuff. Now, I understand you don't get Cable 14 out where you live.
No.
No, well,
it's specifically to this region.
For the area. So, no worries. Hopefully soon enough I'll have it on my website. Or, of course, they do put it up on the Facebook group and on YouTube. So eventually I'll get the link from that once it's up, and I'll send that out to everybody.
Right, once you have the national program as well.
It won't quite be what the HGTV, but we're really excited. It's very, very, you know, it's an opportunity, really nice opportunity to bring the cameras into a job site.
So where do you want to start now that we know what you're going to be doing on television? What would you like to do on radio today?
On radio? Well, radio, we've got a few questions. We had a terrific one. You know, we're talking off air here about the question that came last time about the plumbing stack. That really made me sweat there. But in this case now, yeah, we've got a few questions here, two of them. One is from Don in Hamilton. Actually, sorry, Marion Dundas. Dear Bob, I have a small bathroom, approximately 4 feet by 6 feet, and I'm wondering what would be better, a pedestal sink versus a small cabinet with some drawers. Can you please recommend also a brand of faucet that you would approve of? Thank you. In this case, I mean, it is a small bathroom. Again, very common. My first home, it was actually 4.5 feet, because I know the plywood, a 4-foot sheet, just made it going widthwise. So very small bathrooms. I mean, I don't have per se decorating experience or licensing or, you know, set up in that form or fashion. But I always tell homeowners, if we bring in a decorator or designer, I have to pass the costs on to you. If we can be, you know, mature about it, discuss things back and forth, look at magazines or stores, we can figure it out. And usually what I tell people, at least from my own experience, for a small bathroom, for practicality, I mean, well, actually not practicality, but for the illusion of space, a pedestal sink is the best. I mean, it's going to make the bathroom look bigger.
Particularly if it's just a two-piece bathroom, if it's what's now become known as the powder room.
Exactly.
Right, where you've just got a toilet and a sink, then, yeah, it makes sense to have just a pedestal sink because you're not looking for storage there. Although you could probably put some kind of a cabinet above your toilet anyway.
Those I always recommend. Almost every bathroom I've done is a little toilet little cabinet over the toilet. But now, if you're talking about practicality, about, you know, storage and having space, that's where I would say to the homeowner, a cabinet makes the most sense. I mean, myself, I'm a cabinet guy. Even the first home I had, the bathroom was small. But, I mean, you can buy these cabinets so tiny now. And, just me and my wife at that point, as long as there's two drawers, one for me, one for her, and the door beneath. So, I mean, that gives you a lot of storage. They make them now, believe it or not, not even 14 inches. And actually, some designs, which are neat and different, the sink overhangs out and protrudes past the drawers or the door front.
Right. So, the cabinet doesn't even take up the dimensions of the sink.
Exactly.
So it can't possibly
true.
Be in the way.
No, it's not in the way at all. But again, it's about the illusion. See, with these pedestal sinks, because you see beneath it and whatnot, you know, for some reason, it just makes the bathroom look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, that's basically what I would tell people, you know, judge both ways. When the day's said and done, I'm not doing it twice. So you have to be sure before we start the shopping list, of course, you know, or even the quoting process.
You can do it twice if you get paid twice.
Well, that goes back to CH a long time ago. No, homeowners don't like paying for it twice. And hopefully, I mean, at least with me, they'll never have to. But I mean, a lot of it, especially bathrooms, they're so complicated. I would have to say the chimney's the easiest thing to price, to quote, to do the paperwork, and not necessarily to do the work, but at least for the paperwork to get out of the way. But bathrooms, kitchens, and basements, horrifying. Especially basements when they want a kitchen and a bathroom and a bedroom in it. Again, very complicated. Sometimes these jobs take more back and forth and more paperwork to get it to the point of a work order, I mean, than it does to do the entire job.
I think anytime you add plumbing to a job, that's, you know, the kitchen and bathroom, obviously there's water involved, and that's
correct.
What complicates the gig.
So many styles, so many preferences. Do you want dark cabinets? Now, what are you a fan of? Usually people see in the split authentic wood, you know, whether dark or light, or the white cabinets.
I like them both. We currently have white, but I like them both. My last house, I had all pine, finished pine.
So nice. Yeah. I've had both as well. I mean, it was early 2000 at the time, and white seemed to be in style. You know, I grew up in a home. You know what it is? You want the opposite of what you're used to. I really think that's what it becomes. I grew up in a home with dark cabinets, bought my first home, built the kitchen, put everything in white. Lived there almost 10 years, moved, now we're back to dark.
Right.
So it's whatever you're tired of. You want something new and fresh.
And when it comes to that, you can actually face them off for probably a whole lot less than changing the entire thing, too.
Yeah, sometimes you can save up to 2/3 of the cost. And there's even companies now, and it's very interesting. If your countertop, if you're pleased with it, if your layout's fine, you know, you've got some structure there, it can't be rotted through.
Right.
You can actually have, for a fraction of the cost, where was it? I've seen it in two malls, granite resurfacing on a wood laminate countertop. It's amazing. I believe it was about 1/4 inch thick, and they literally, I don't know how they do it. They must form it. They must set it up somehow, but they cover the complete countertop area, and they give you a choice of 2 or 3 bullnose facings. I mean, very nice stuff. You know, at a fraction of the cost of what it would be to put in, you know, it is true granite, but it's not, you know, the complete thickness. I believe the 1.5 inches or even plus of the, you know, the customary stuff where you're ripping out and throwing away exactly what you have.
Now, I would believe, however, that your backsplash around your sink, you should probably take a look at it anyway, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to have water damage there.
It's true. I've changed a lot of sinks, and I always put a clause, so to speak, not really an unforeseen, because I'm somewhat predicting it. I mean, I can tell by the way the kitchen looks, by how the age of the cabinet or whatnot, or even just for a moment looking underneath at the plumbing. I've installed a great many sinks, and on some there were issues where, you know, the homeowner wasn't exactly as pleased as they would have liked to have been with how flat of an installation I did with the new stainless steel sink against the countertop, or sometimes the faucet wouldn't be as secure as they would hope it would be. But again, you know, you live and you learn, and as I would get more experience with this, I would sort of institute the clause that unless I'm changing the entire countertop, I cannot guarantee a cosmetically A1-looking, flush, perfectly installed sink or faucet because I'm not gripping on anything with structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're rotted. They're messed up. The faucet won't catch underneath nicely either. I mean, the sink's not going to go anywhere, but it will not have that perfectly pinched area all around.
Yep.
It won't get worse because I do put the bead of caulking underneath. But again, it gets tricky. You got a kitchen, you've got water. The ones that I don't like, and it's common sometimes, the older sinks didn't have the stainless steel sort of ledge. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you remember those. The faucet would sink on the countertop. So it would sit on the countertop, and I mean, always the faucet leaks a little bit of water. And without being on the sink and being able to drip or catch back into the sink, you know, it completely rots it in that point.
What do you think of this undermount trend?
I like them. Yeah. I've never had one, but I think they're really nice. They look great.
Yeah.
Again, they're really different. But as far as cleaning, I mean, what a snap. You just, you know, you've got the wet cloth, and as you wipe your countertop, you wipe it inward instead of bumping into that traditional lip from a sink.
Yeah.
But again, though, they are not... You cannot use them in every aspect. You can't use them with a formica or laminate countertop.
Mm-hmm.
You can only use them with, I guess, granite, corian, anything that's sort of, a solid surface as opposed to laminate.
Now,
they're neat.
Do you prefer working with the stainless steel sink or do you like those coated jobs?
I'm not very experienced in the coated ones. Stainless steel, I believe, and you can still get it in undermount.
Mm-hmm.
I believe stainless steel is, as I like to say, tried, tested, and proven. That's a bulletproof sink. And mine, even after 7 years, I bought a little bit of a compound formula. It's like wood. As long as you buff it going with the grain in one direction, I had that scratched up sink looking like it was just bought out of the box.
Yeah, you can make stainless steel.
You can
bring it right back.
You
can
always bring it back to life.
Yeah,
what looks nice is granite. There's a granite sink, some type of a granite composite. It retails at just under $1,000.
They are good looking, but
they're gorgeous.
Very expensive.
Very, very expensive. And I don't know, I mean, 5, 6, 10 years later, if you drop a pot or something heavy, well, I mean, I would hope they'd engineer it properly, but I can't speak on the longevity.
Mm. Or a hammer.
Or a hammer. It happens. Well, with a hammer, a real problem is denting or chipping the bathtubs.
Yeah.
That's very common when you're doing a bathtub and then you're tiling or whatnot, and you really, really got to line them properly.
Although a lot of people are going with acrylic on bathtubs now, too.
Yeah, acrylic's nice. Acrylic's interesting. But, I mean, again, my preference. But, again, you have to be somewhat old-fashioned or you want something tried, tested, and proven. I really believe, and I quite often use metal bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they last the longest, have the least issues. However, zero as far as design fashions. I mean, they're not going to have the curves, the contours for your arms.
Right.
And you can't get them in a deep soaker one either.
Mm-hmm.
But very interesting with the acrylic ones. At times, they can puncture somewhat easily. So, I mean, it just depends.
And that's a quality of product issue, right?
Well,
but
I think it's a little inherent. You know, my new home has, you know, got that big soaker one, and,
right.
You know, I'm sure the builder did a fine job on it. But when I get in, I mean, I don't think I weigh that much. I can feel it moving, the creaking or whatnot. And, I mean, it just makes me think I really don't think there is as much longevity as metal.
That's all the baklava, man. It's catching up.
It's getting there. I forgot to bring some today, but you know the holidays are up and coming. We'll
yes,
be getting sweets back in here.
The Greek Christmas desserts will
yes.
be next. 12:46, we're going to take a break. This is Experts on Call. You got a question, by all means, give us a call at 905-645-3200. 1-877-820-2426 for Bobby Asadorian. Just Ask Bob. We're back after this on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. As I mentioned, 10 minutes before the top of the hour, Robin Foley will be in with news. Big show after that. I'm here with Bobby Asadorian, Experts on Call, and Just Ask Bob. And we covered off that question about what you would do in that bathroom. I know you have another question, but you wanted to also issue an apology?
Yes, very important. Now, we started the show with quite a few thank yous. But again, I feel there's no shame in issuing an apology out front. I mean, I'm a very straight shooter. I'm a very straightforward person. Something happened yesterday that I took very seriously that surprised me. There's a very, very nice lady in Ancaster, and I know she's listening, so I'd like to issue a bland apology to all of the residents that living on Broadleaf Street in Ancaster. Now, we've talked about this on and off air many times, and I think it's somewhat comical. They didn't think it was, but apparently what happened was over the last few weeks, we have a co-op student working with us. Very hard worker. I mean, my company's always had co-op students for the last year and a half, I believe. They're good kids. I mean, I love motivating them, getting them to learn all different parts of the trade. And I even speak at high schools. I've started speaking at high schools since last month, and I'm on a mission here speaking with as many high schools as I can between now and May of 2010. Motivational speech, promoting my book, and letting these kids know there is a career opportunity for you in the skilled trades. Now, one co-op student, turns out, you know, we had some issues with a lot of rain this week, so he wasn't getting that many hours. So we had a little bit of slow period. So what I did is I gave him a box of business cards, and I asked him what he thought about, you know, trying to get him well-rounded here. And I was also trying to teach him all the time the business part of business, not just the trades. And, I mean, he's heard a few of the radio shows, and he understands that sometimes that it's not a big deal if you leave cards in a mailbox. Never, ever knock at the door. Now, what happened was the co-op student, I guess he's seen fit that he was a little busy in his time off, so he gave the box of cards to a friend of his who drove up and down Broadleaf Street or Crescent, I believe it might be, in Ancaster, and he was scattering the cards, and actually, in this case, he threw them at people and throwing them on the sidewalk and on the roadway. Now, again, you know, he's been spoken to about this, you know, had a chat with him, and he's been there twice today cleaning up and picking up the litter. But yesterday was quite shocking. You know, I received the telephone call, and it was, you know, very abrasive, to say the least. The lady was very distressed, very upset at what was going on with cards being littered. And she made the statement that she'd make absolute certain that my company wouldn't be doing work in her town and her city of Ancaster. So, I mean, you can realize, John, how seriously I took this. So, I mean, I contacted her. I was up there specifically myself. I picked up as many cars. Oh, what a mess. They're soaking wet and there's leaves on them and, you know, hard to find them. I don't want to be going everywhere in the people's lawns or whatnot. But I picked up as many as I could. The co-op student's been back. He's picked them up as well. You know, everybody's apologized to the homeowner. And the only thing I was certain to ask her is, I mean, obviously I realized she must have kept at least one card for obviously be able to contact me.
Right.
So what I asked her, and again, I ask her again on air now, is if she hasn't done what I asked, which is to go on our visit our website, I really would like her to, because what happened yesterday was, you know, a very nasty and bad side of Triple R. And again, I take full responsibility. I didn't throw the cards, but when the day's said and done, I'm the owner. I should have knew better. I mean, if you want it done right, you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that so many times about putting cards in mailboxes. But I mean, it was just an interesting, I mean, one thing leads to another. We were working on the street. We had a great correspondence on the street. We finished two jobs. And I thought, why not? You know, there's some cards here. Have them kill a little bit of time. I can mark his hours towards the co-op program, but it'll never happen again. I've apologized to her. The mess is being cleaned up. But very interesting, as we've talked about, at least leave a card in the mailbox. But right. I can assure you, nobody knocked on her door.
Well, yes, don't strew them everywhere, just the mailbox.
I had to keep myself from laughing because she was so upset with me on the phone. I said, ma'am, you have to understand this was not intentional. Cards cost money.
Yeah.
If anything, you know, we intend to get them to the recipient, not just throwing them on the road. But, I mean, everything's fine. The student learned a stiff lesson there, and everything's fine. We're back to normal. But I thought it would make for an interesting story here. And I asked her to listen in, and I would issue her an on-air apology. And hopefully if she's mentioned it to any other of the distressed or disgruntled neighbors on Broadleaf, I am sorry, and I've taken full responsibility for cleanup.
Yeah, okay. So a blanket apology for everybody there. But at the same time, what exactly was the student thinking?
Well, you know what? I mean, I really try to, and I mean, you know, we all have tempers.
Mm.
It's very important that, good thing is I had a good night's sleep. I mean, he wasn't around. You know, I had a good night's sleep. Everything was fine. And what my wife kept telling me, and I really try to listen to her when I can, and I don't as often as I would like to, but the point was for me to try to think back. I mean, I'm nearly 40. Mm-hmm. I had to think back to what it was like when I was 18. I think I did things that were worse. I mean, like I said, I mean, nobody ever got hurt. That was the one thing where I say life has changed. Back when I was a kid, I mean, not that we went robbing people or whatnot, but you'd hear of break and enters. They would do what they do. They'd leave. Now, 30, 40 years later, they do the break and enter. They're happy, but they turn around and shoot you. So, I mean, the world has changed in a much, much worse way. So, I mean, basically, when I was that age, believe it or not, I was immature and irresponsible at times. I'm chalking it up to him being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
What was he thinking, John? He wasn't thinking,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
No big deal. Nobody got hurt. I pulled him aside. You know, everything proper. I didn't discipline him in front of the other employees. I didn't discipline him in front of people, in front of a homeowner, one-on-one, which, again, his guidelines is important. His co-op teachers have been made aware of what happened. But, again, when the day's said and done, nobody was hurt. I just, what I feel bad about, I mean, mean, more than him, the student, I feel bad again for me. I don't want misunderstandings because this looks bad. Those cards made a mess. So I just want the people to understand it was an error.
It's your name on the card.
John, I feel bad. Believe me, ask my wife. I was not good company at supper last night, and I was irate all evening. But again, when you go to bed for 5.5 hours, that I do at least sometimes, you wake up and it passes. So, I mean, it's a good thing it wasn't at a time when the student was around, because I may not have been as polite to him as I was in the morning time today. But, you know, it's all said and done.
Right. And you move on from here.
You live and you learn. Put out your own cards.
That's right. Yeah, next time, make that one of the more important jobs, or give even more specific instructions.
You know what it is? I've never done that in 7 years, and I've said that on air many, many times.
Yeah.
But we've talked about it so much on air, and I've blasted these phony trades or whatnot, or door knocker solicitors. And I said, if you're that desperate for work, leave a card in the mailbox. But, I mean, I've got jobs booked to the first week of February 2010. So it's just one of those things where it was a great street. We're new in the area. I had the lawn sign up. Lawn sign's coming away because of the weather. There weren't enough hours for him. He wanted stuff to do, and I figured learn the, you know, full rounded aspect on home improvements, you know, pass cards out, get him to do something. But yeah, won't happen again.
You'll have to save that next question for next time, because
I can't believe it.
I'll definitely save.
Where does the time go, John?
Well, in this case, it went to the cards that were scattered all over the street.
Well, I felt it important to issue the apology. You want people to know how I feel.
Absolutely. Bobby Asadorian will be back 2 weeks from right now, and hopefully with your guest from Cable 14, but
yes,
if not...
Yes, I hope so. We'll definitely welcome her here.
All right. And that's it for Experts on Call for today. Bobby's back, as I mentioned, in 2 weeks from now. Big show coming up after news with Robin Foley, which is next on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.